It's good to be back in the house of the Lord, as we said already. Appreciate your prayers this morning. I feel my voice trying to go out on me, but we'll do the best we can. Just like we said about not being able to come to church and how it feels a long time, you can imagine being a preacher, have not preaching for a while, it feels like a long time, but it feels good to be back,
amen.
As they say, in the saddle. Amen.
Amen.
You get nervous and you get kind of worried about it and you don't know exactly where to go, but then you get up here in front of everybody and it's the opposite of what most people experience. They'd be stage fright, they'd be jittery, but I feel at home up here.
Amen.
Amen. Because I know the Lord's with me. Amen.
Yeah.
That's what matters. If you got your Bible, turn with us to Matthew chapter 16. I've had a verse of Scripture on my heart and on my mind for, I don't know, a few weeks, maybe a month or more. And this Scripture, is just I just started reading it. It's amazing how you read the Bible and you see things differently sometimes. The Lord points some things out a little bit differently than you've noticed before and that you thought about. But there's a verse on my heart that I want to kind of go along with you this morning about. And it's found in Matthew chapter 16. We're going to begin over in verse 13 there. Bible says, when Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he saith unto them, "But whom do ye say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Let's go, Lord, in prayer this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you and thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to stand again, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you're just
really with us, our brother.
We ask you to help us, Lord. We've got anointing for you, God. Let that anointing, Lord, dear God, flow, Lord, from the tip of our head, Lord, dear God, to the tip of our head today, that we might serve you, Lord, and be able, Lord, to preach the word, Lord, which is able to save those who hear it today. We pray that you'll help us all to hear it, to apply to our lives and our heart. We just pray that you'll give us strength, Lord, dear God, to preach the word. Help us, Lord, dear God, to be in the movement and in the, Lord, dear God, the membership of the Spirit, Lord. He would use our members, Lord, dear God, to be what you have us to be this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thanks for standing in the teaching of the Word of God and respect. The verse that's got on my mind, on my heart, that I just rolled over in my mind is verse 15. Jesus point blank asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
Amen.
Amen. And that's a question every one of us has to answer one day after a while. Amen. And it's a question every one of us should ask once in a while, especially when we have such of the times that's going on today and the crisis that we all hear about, this virus and everything going around. It's an important question to ask in times like these.
Yeah.
Who is Christ to you?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And before we get into that, I want you to give you a little bit of background here. In verse 13, he comes to the Caesarea Philippi. Now, that's a land there that I've done a little bit of research on. And the Bible, it talks about how in archaeology that was a place where a lot of the Greeks had risen up shrines and different things to the god Pan. They served many gods over there in Greek, and we hear about that in mythology and things like that. Well, their god Pan was a little half man, half goat kind of being, and he was the god of nature that they looked to take care of nature. And they had erected many shrines and many profiles and stones and things like that to him. And as they went to that land, they were all around these kind of shrines. And Jesus point blank asked them, he's in the middle of a bunch of idols here, and he's the Christ, the Son of Man, the Son of God, and the Son of Man, it says as well. And he point blank asked them, "Who do people say that I am?"
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I find this a little funny as I think about this. Notice the answers they gave. They said, first of all, they think you're John the Baptist.
Uh-huh.
And then they said, well, some people say you're Elijah or Elias.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, maybe Jeremiah, maybe one of the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it funny because if you think about it, every one of the people that they named are people that have died.
Yeah.
By this time, just two chapters before this, John the Baptist was beheaded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even Herod himself, in chapter 14, verse 1,
right,
he heard of the fame of Jesus, and he himself said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show themselves in him."
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more or less him trying to get off the hook from killing John the Baptist, make himself feel better. But even a king, a tetrarch there, said that this must be John the Baptist. Every one of the people that they named were people that had already died.
Right.
And they said they didn't have no problem with Jesus as long as he was somebody else. They didn't have any problem with Jesus if he was really Elijah. Amen. When he was on the cross saying his last words and breathing his last breath, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But in their own tongues, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani. And it meant, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Well, when he said Eli twice, they said, well, he's calling for Elijah to come get him off the cross. Maybe even to come down and rain fire upon us. Amen. We know a lot of things that Elijah done. One of those things was that he rained fire upon some of the people. Amen. And, amen. He fought against the prophets of Baal and had a little, you might call it, competition there. Amen. It's an altar. You know the story in 1 Kings chapter 18 or thereabouts. Where he's on Mount Carmel, and these men, these 450 prophets of Baal that were Jezebel's prophets, they worshipped a false god named Baal. And Elijah, amen, he was talking about how then they need to halt between two opinions. If Baal be God, then serve him. And if God be God, then serve him. And they had kind of a competition of, hey man, you sacrifice to your God, and I'll sacrifice to my God, and the God that answers by fire will be the one true God.
Amen.
Long story short, amen, the God that was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he answered by fire, amen, and the rest of the prophets were killed, amen. And we find, amen, Elijah done many other works. He parted the Jordan River. Amen. He brought a dead boy back to life. Amen. A lot of many other things he did. So they didn't have a problem with Jesus because they already believed in Elijah. And they thought, well, this must be Elijah.
No.
Or this could be John the Baptist. Maybe it's John the Baptist. They called him a wine bibber and a drunkard. That's what Jesus said. Amen. He came out of the wilderness. Amen. Eating honey and locusts. He was covered in a raiment made of camel's hair. He just looked like an old hillbilly country boy, Grizzly Adams, you might say, out there in the wilderness. And he was coming, and he was also Jesus' cousin, by the way. Amen. But he came before Christ to announce the way that Christ was going to bring. He was announcing Christ, the Messiah, that he was coming.
Right. Amen.
So maybe he's John the Baptist.
Yep.
Maybe one of the other disciples spoke up. Hey, Lord, some say you're Jeremiah. Jeremiah, mighty prophet. He's one of the major prophets.
Yep. Right.
Amen. I can't really think offhand a lot of things he done, but I know he went through a lot of things.
Yep.
I know he was a big prophet. He prophesied about the captivity that they had.
Yep.
Amen. In Babylon, amen, for 70 years. He prophesied that, and he had problems when they shut him down in a big dungeon, and he was in a bunch of muck and mire up to his waist, I believe it was. Amen. He had all kinds of persecution. They called him the weeping prophet because nobody would listen to him.
Yeah.
I remember when he was talking to the people, and the people said, well, what's the word of the Lord? Jeremiah was like, well, you won't believe the word of the Lord if I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, Jeremiah. Yeah, we'll believe him. He's the Lord after all. We'll believe him. And he told them something they didn't want to hear. He told them to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. He told them to follow the Lord.
Amen.
He told them to go into the old paths wherein the way is of God, and you'll find the rest of your souls. And what did they say? Well, we're not going to walk there.
Right.
They called him crazy. No, that ain't from the Lord now, brother. They didn't have anything to do with Jeremiah. They didn't like him at all. He was God's man, but they didn't like him.
Amen.
And they attributed Jesus. Some people thought he was Jeremiah. I don't know what the comparison was. I haven't had time to study that, but that might be something for you to chase at home. But he says, no, maybe Jeremiah, maybe he's one of the prophets. But Jesus was asking them a question to get an answer from them.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what the world says about Christ.
Right.
The world is not of Christ. Amen. Christ is not of the world. Hey, man, and we're not of the world. Amen. The Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separate.
Amen.
And I will receive you. You see, just like with Jesus, they didn't have a problem with him when he was somebody else. When they thought he was Elijah, when they thought he was John the Baptist, they didn't really have a problem with him. Because they could believe that. But it's funny that later on, when he died on the cross and he was resurrected, people had a problem with that.
Uh-huh.
That went against their beliefs. It went against their what they'd been raised for years and years.
Amen.
How dare God change things up on us?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been from time of old prophesied. From the foundation of the world, the Bible said. Before the first word of prophecy was laid down, God had it all laid out.
Amen.
And the world don't have any problems with us as long as we don't live like a Christian.
Amen.
You think about that. Hey, man, as long as you're out here going along to get along and you're tolerant, big air quotes there, hey, and you're not stirring up any feathers or you're not rocking the boat, the world don't have a problem with you.
Mm-hmm.
But what mattered to Jesus? What mattered to Jesus was, what did those He loved have to say about Him?
Yeah.
Amen. God, what did God have to say about Him? God answered many times on His Son's behalf. He said, "This is My beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
Amen.
Hear ye Him."
Yeah.
Many times He called out from heaven. A dove descended when He was baptized by John the Baptist.
Yeah.
A dove descended upon Him and they heard the voice of God.
Amen.
Confirming His Son's authority.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus wanted to know what the people He loved thought about Him.
Right.
Amen. It's important for us to know, amen, that what God thinks about us.
Mm-hmm.
What Jesus thinks about us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know about anybody else in here, but I'm one of the world's worst for worrying about what people think about me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of times that hinders us. You're talking about the Satan hinder you.
Yeah.
A lot of times that hinders us from doing the work that God has placed on our lives.
That's right, brother.
Mm-hmm. Every now and then, I don't know about you, but every now and then I wish God would just shout from the heavens, "Eric, I'm pleased with you. Keep doing what you do."
Amen.
Sometimes it gets overwhelming like that. Sometimes you feel all alone.
Yeah.
But I'm glad the Lord is still by us.
Amen.
He's never left us. If we'll just steal away somewhere, like the old song says, steal away in prayer, amen, the Lord will show us the way.
Amen.
But He asked His disciples, okay, we've heard about all these other people. Their opinion don't really matter. Jesus wanted to know, who do you say that I am?
Yeah. Amen.
Who am I to you?
Uh-huh.
I got a question for you this morning. Who is Jesus to you this morning?
Yeah.
When Jesus was being crucified a couple chapters after this, Pilate asked the crowd, he said, "Well, which one of these do you want me to release to you? Barabbas or Jesus?" They said, "We want Barabbas."
Mm-hmm.
Release him. He was a murderer. He was a thief.
Yeah.
He was an upriser. But they wanted what the world naturally wants.
Yeah.
What fits in with them.
Yeah.
And Jesus, He said, "Well, what shall I do with this Jesus, which is called Christ?"
Yeah.
You know, that's a question of the ages.
Mm-hmm.
Heard a sermon on that one time and I've never forgot it. That's a question each one of us has to ask. What are we going to do with Jesus, called Christ?
Amen.
Amen. How, not how does He fit in with my life? How do I fit in with His life?
Mm-hmm.
How do I fit in with His work? How do I fit in with His plan?
Yep.
So Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" He got personal with them.
Yep.
Amen.
"Who do you say that I am? You're my disciples, but what do you think of me?"
Mm-hmm.
"What place do I have in your life?" And all this stuff that's going on in the world today, I just can't help but notice people got their attention on their phones more than they usually do. People got their attention on the news more than they usually do. People got their attention on Facebook more than they usually do, and on these updates and everything. It seems like every time we turn on the TV, there's the biggest COVID-19 headline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And it's so easy to get distracted and say, "That's Lord."
Yeah, come on, brother.
Amen.
Yep. That's what's going to govern my life, my entire life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on this earth 40 years, almost. Mm-hmm. COVID-19 has been here maybe 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But God told man that He would have dominion over all the fish of the sea, over all the fowl of the air, over everything that He had made. God has given man that authority, especially His children.
Yeah.
He tells His children, amen, "You'll walk on serpents, and nothing shall by any means harm you."
Amen.
He's got His hand upon us.
Right.
Now, there's a little bit of thing called common sense, and we got to make sure that we're following that too.
Yeah.
The Lord gave us that too. But I like what Jerry said, and I thought this myself. If God calls us to go visit somebody, or if He calls us to go preach, or calls us to go sing, don't you think God will take care of us?
That's right.
Amen.
I remember one time me and JC and Shane was singing plumb out, and I believe it was Cross Time Mission, Crossroad, wherever it's called. I forget what the name of it. I think it was Cross Tie. No, that was you and Jerry, wasn't it? In Jamestown with Carol and Jeff. What's the one that Shane used to go to? Clifford, I think his name was.
That's Shane Bunch.
Same Bunch. Maybe it's the same one. But we was called to go down there and sing, I believe it was. And I believe that was, I might have been in my late mid-20s by then. And I remember they were calling for tornadoes. Oh, they was calling for tornadoes. Now, I'm going to tell on him. He's not here to defend himself. But Dad is one of the world's biggest worrywarts when it comes to weather.
Yep.
There have been times where tornadoes have come, and at the first sound of tornado, I remember he got his little Pomeranian dog, he scooped it up, and he headed straight for the overpass and hunkered down there for 30 minutes while it passed on by. He's worrywart when it comes to weather. And I remember he called me and said, no, you better call it off. You better not go down there. And in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, the Lord will take care of me.
Amen.
I've got a job to do. I've got to go places. I've got to be somewhere. Yeah. They're counting on me. God's counting on me. So I could ask myself, what would the dad think? Not that he's out of the world or anything like that, but what would this person say, and what does God say? Mm-hmm. And you could ask yourself the same thing, whether it be somebody in your job, your family member, somebody at church, whoever it is, you know, is this what God's opinion is? Uh-huh. So I chose to go that night. We had a good service.
Yeah.
And the tornado was probably all around me. I remember those dark clouds everywhere, but I went on. The Lord took care of me.
Amen.
But what I'm trying to say is, Christ is still Christ. Just because he left 2,000 years ago doesn't mean he's forgotten about us.
Amen.
We just heard two songs this morning about how he's coming back.
Yeah.
Amen. I read over there in Acts where it says, why stand you here gazing? This same Jesus which went up in like manner, he's going to come back.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but when Jesus said, look up, your redemption draws nigh, when you see all these things, we better be looking up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The world that today, we look at the world, we start sinking, we start falling apart. This world has no peace. Jesus said, my peace I give to you, not peace the world gives.
Yep.
You know the peace the world gives? Well, the cases of COVID-19 have dropped a little bit. This and that, and this and that, you know, updates, and that's the only peace they can offer is more bad news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, my peace I give to you.
Right.
Let me tell you what the Lord's peace is. Everybody ought to have this marked, and if you ain't got it marked in your Bible, you ought to do it right now. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 8. Here's what God's peace does. Philippians 4, 6 through 8. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding.
Amen, brother.
I don't know about you, but when God's peace really floods my heart, I'm speechless.
Mm-hmm.
I can't comprehend it. I can't explain it. I just wilt.
Mm-hmm.
The peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds. Man, if anybody is losing anything this day and age, it's either their mind or their heart. Their emotions are getting to them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm just going to be careful. I'm going to be worrying, wringing my hands. I'm totally afraid and stressed out. And then your mind starts playing tricks on you. But the peace of God overrides all that. It's like a kill switch. Stop. When he was talking to the waves and they was on the boat and it was rocking to and fro, Jesus pushed the stop button. He says, peace be still.
Amen.
The waves calm.
Amen.
The waves ceased.
Amen.
Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now here's our part. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and any praise, think on these things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be thinking about the bad things. Don't be thinking about the negative things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we let in our mind starts to rule our heart, starts to rule our whole being.
Right.
And you know, Bible talks about the eyes being the windows to the soul. Whatever we let in that eye gate. I remember Jerry preaching on the gates one time. The eye gate and the ear gate and the mouth gate. What we let in that, amen, determines what comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Determines if it's going to be, you know, there's an old saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Amen. If we let God's word in, God's word will come out.
Yep.
We let the good things come in, the good things will come out. It'll naturally renew us day by day. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
We got to be in the center of God's will for him to protect our mind and our heart and the peace to come over us. But that only happens if Christ is still Christ to you. We hear the word Jesus all the time. Hardly ever hear the word Christ.
Mm-hmm. Bless you.
What is Christ? Simon Peter said, thou art Christ. He didn't say you're Jesus. He said, thou art Christ. That's important. Words in the Bible are very important.
Amen. Yeah.
Christ means anointed one.
Yeah.
Chosen one. Holy one.
Praise the Lord.
That has a significance to it. That has a meaning to it. He says, you're still the one.
Amen.
regardless of all these gods that are around us. Remember, they were in the middle of a place that had gods everywhere.
Yeah.
Man-made gods. It said, you're the only God here, Jesus. You're the one that was sent and chosen by the God Himself to come and redeem us. You're the only one.
Right.
He has to be the only one in our life.
That's right, right.
It can't be worry. It can't be fear. It can't be crisis. It has to be Christ.
Yep.
For us to have any kind of quality of life, any kind of peace, amen, any kind of purpose, we have to say that Jesus is Christ.
Amen.
And we have to keep that in our mind, because everything else is almost, it seems like a majority.
Yep.
Jesus is the one figure that we have to keep our eyes on.
Amen.
There's this leader, there's that leader, there's this problem, there's that problem. It's like I tell my students all the time when they're playing guitar and they're trying to sing. I said, you have to ease up a little bit on that strumming, because you have six strings against your one voice. Mm-hmm. That's a bad ratio. It's going to always be louder than you unless you hone it down just a little. Just tone it down and your voice can be projected. The odds are against every one of us, but I'm telling you what, God defies the odds.
Amen.
Jesus defies the odds.
Yep.
You tell me anybody else that stayed in the grave 3 days and rose from the dead, other than Lazarus.
Amen.
That was Jesus' doing as well.
Yep.
Right.
Amen.
God defies the odds.
Mm-hmm.
And He continues to. Just because He left 2,000 years ago doesn't mean He's still not coming back.
Right.
He has not forgot about us.
No.
Amen. He still remembers us. Right. I mean, all the hairs, what left, all three of us have or left in our head are still numbered.
Yep.
He knows every one of us by name. Yep. He takes count of every sparrow that falls. God still cares for
Amen.
Us. He still cares for us.
Amen.
I feel like I've cleared my heart, Jerry.
Amen.
I'm asking Melissa to come to the piano. That's everyone staying that can.
Bless Lord. Amen.
This message, like I said, been on my heart for a while. And it's not just that you. I got it first. I'm considering every word that's been coming out of my mouth.
Bless you,
because I have to say in my life, too, that Jesus has to be first. He has to be Christ. He has to trump everything else that's going on.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah.
And if He's not been that to you lately, if you've let COVID-19 and all these other things that's been going on in life and everything else going on, it just builds and builds and builds. You need to give it to God.
Amen.
Who do you say Christ is?
Amen.
Yes, He's your Lord and Savior, but is He your best friend?
Amen.
Amen. Does He walk and talk with you? That old song, I come to the garden alone, He walks with me.
Yeah.
He talks with me.
Yeah.
He tells me I'm His own. David said proudly, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
Is the Lord your shepherd? Is the Lord ruling your life?
Yeah.
Is He number one and priority number one? When you wake up first thing in the morning, do you give that time to the Lord?
Yeah.
Or are you going about your way and you say, well, I'll get time to the Lord later, but then you're too tired to get time to the Lord. You can't give you 100% because all you've got left is about 5.
Yeah.
Where is Christ in your hierarchy? Where's He at?
Amen.
That's the question about today. About this message. Is He first? Is He top?
Yep.
Or is He somewhere in the middle? Somewhere in the bottom? We each have to ask ourselves. We have to work out our own salvation.
Yep.
I can't answer for you and you can't answer for me.
Yep.
One thing about it, we've been talking about the Lord whipping us a lot this morning. You know it when the Lord's whipping you, when He's talking to you. Ain't nobody, Gary don't have to tell me if the Lord's on my case. I know if He's on my case.
Yes, amen.
So whilst He plays, if there's anybody that has a need, whatever it is, it could be related to this message, it could be something totally different. This altar is open.
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus, and we're here waiting, amen, ready to pray with if He has for you.
Amen.